Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In the previous program, we saw that God made a covenant with Abraham that had two major parts, i.e., the first part had physical promises, and the second part had spiritual promises. The physical promises were later incorporated into the old covenant, and the spiritual promises were later incorporated into the new covenant. Now, the physical promises that were later incorporated into the old covenant were made with Israel at Mount Sinai, and the spiritual promises that were later incorporated into the new covenant were made with the church on the day of Pentecost. But why did God split the one covenant given to Abraham into two covenants? Well, because God wanted to teach us two very different lessons. The first lesson, based on the old covenant physical promises, is that we will fail even if we have God with us. The second lesson, based on the new covenant spiritual promises, is that we will succeed because we have God in us. That is a very hard thing to grasp, but the scriptures make it abundantly clear, and as we go through these series of programs, I'm sure these lessons will unfold very clearly for you. But let me repeat it, because again, it is a concept that you probably have not heard before, and it is very hard to grasp. But the first lesson, based on the old covenant physical promises, is that we will fail even if we have God with us. The second lesson, based on the new covenant spiritual promises, is that we will succeed because we have God in us. So on the one hand, we can have God with us, but we'll still fail. On the other hand, as long as we have God in us, we will succeed. Okay, so now let's look at the covenant originally given to Abraham as it is handed down to Isaac. Because again, this one covenant made with Abraham was later given to Isaac and then to Jacob. And that's why you are familiar with the term Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is because this one covenant, which had two major parts, was passed down, first given to Abraham and then passed down to Isaac and to Jacob. Okay, so we're going to look at this covenant as it is repeated to Isaac. Please turn with me to Genesis chapter 17, verse 19. This is Genesis 17, verse 19. And here it says, God said to Abram, Sarah your wife shall bear you a son, and you shall name him Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. Now, in Genesis 24, verse 60, that's Genesis 24, verse 60, it says, They blessed Rebekah, saying, You are our sister. You shall be the mother of thousands of millions, and let your seed possess the gate of those that hate them. So here you can see already these two different physical promises. It says that Rebekah would be the mother of thousands of millions, and that also Rebekah's descendants would possess the gate of those that hate them. So two different physical promises. Now let's turn over to Genesis chapter 26, verse 2 through 4. This is Genesis 26, verse 2 through 4. Here it says, The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, Do not go down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell you of. I will be with you and will bless you, for to you and to your seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give to your seed all these countries. And in your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. Okay, so let's please pay attention here. This is critical. Here we have the two parts of this one covenant. The first part is I will be with you and will bless you, for to you and to your seed I will give all these countries. I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. Again, physical promises. I will give you all these countries. I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. And God even goes so far as to say, I will be with you. Wasn't God with Israel in many ways, and yet didn't they fail? Why? Because you can have everything physical, you can even have God with you, but if God is not in you, you will fail. Again, that is the lesson of the old covenant. The lesson of the new covenant is, if you have God in you, without anything physical, without any physical blessings or advantages, as long as you have God in you, you will succeed. And the spiritual blessings, as we see in this passage, are wrapped up in this all-important phrase. So again, this is Genesis chapter 26, and now verse 4. This phrase here captures the spiritual promises. It says, and in your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. So whenever you see that phrase, and in your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, you know that's talking about the spiritual promises. And we will unequivocally prove this through the scriptures. Okay, so we covered the places where the one covenant originally given to Abraham was repeated to Isaac. Now, let's go on to see this same covenant repeated to Jacob. Again, that's why you are familiar with the term Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because this one covenant with the two major parts was given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Please turn over to Genesis 27, chapter 27, verses 22 through 29. Genesis chapter 27, verses 22 through 29. Here it says, Jacob went near to Isaac his father, and Isaac felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. Isaac didn't realize it was Jacob because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. His father Isaac said to him, come near and kiss me, my son. So he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, God give you the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve you and nations bow down to you. Be Lord over your brethren and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone that curses you and blessed be he that blesses you. Now let's turn over, please, to Genesis 35, verses 9 through 11. Genesis chapter 35, verses 9 through 11. Here we have it said, God appeared to Jacob again when he came out of Paddan Aram and blessed him. God said to him, your name is Jacob, but you shall not be called Jacob anymore. Instead, your name shall be Israel. I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of you, and kings shall come out of your loins, and the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to you I will give it, and to your seed after you will I give this land. And now, please, let's turn to backwards, actually, to Genesis 28, chapter 28, verses 13 through 14. The first two scriptures we read had only to do with the physical blessings and promises. It talked about God giving them the dew of heaven, the fatness of the earth, the plenty of corn and wine, that people would serve them, nations would bow down to them. Another part of it said that Israel would be fruitful and would multiply, that kings would come out of Israel's loins, and God promised that he would give them a land, the land that he had sworn to Abraham and to Isaac. But now, in chapter 28, verses 13 through 14, we're going to see both sets of promises, the physical and the spiritual. And that's why I wanted to read this one next. Okay, so here it goes. I am the Lord God of Abraham your father. the God of Isaac. The land on which you sleep, to you will I give it, and to your seed. Your seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in you and in your seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. There you have it, the two parts of the promises. The first part, the physical part, your seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And then the spiritual part, and in you and in your seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. So again, we saw that the one covenant given to Abraham was repeated to Isaac and to Jacob. And now, let's go on to show you that this was incorporated into the Old Covenant. And we're just going to skim the surface here because it's going to take much longer to delve into this, and we'll delve into it in the next couple of programs, but I just want to kind of skim the surface here. Alright, but again, before we do that, please keep in mind that the phrase Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is known by you and by others throughout the world, and that's because the one covenant containing both the physical and spiritual promises were given to them. But we don't hear the phrase Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Israel. We never hear that phrase because Jacob's children, the Israelites, were given only the physical promises, not the spiritual promises. You search the scriptures for yourself. In reference to the physical nation of Israel, you'll never see the phrase, "In your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed." That phrase is a signal of the new covenant with God made with the church. Let me repeat that. You search the scriptures, and in reference to the physical nation of Israel, you'll never see the phrase, "In your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed." That phrase is a signal of the new covenant which God made with the church. The old covenant was made with Israel, and it is a partial fulfillment of the one covenant made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Notice in these scriptures that only the physical promises are mentioned. Please, if you will, turn with me to Genesis 15, verses 13 through 16. Now, this is pertaining to the nation of Israel. And notice how, when it's pertaining to the nation of Israel, you will never see the phrase, "In your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed." You will only see the portion of the physical promises. Okay, Genesis 15, verses 13 through 16. God said to Abram, "Your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall become afflicted servants. This entire period shall last 400 years. That nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward they shall come out with great substance. In the fourth generation, they shall come here again." Now here happened to be Canaan, the promised land. And I told you that we would only be able to skim the surface of the scriptures pertaining to Israel. And since we're out of time, we're going to have to stop there. But I hope you will join me in the next program where we'll show you many, many more scriptures where the promises were made to Israel, but only the physical promises. Thank you, friends, for joining me for this program. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.